welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me today as we set aside this time just to seek the Lord and to hear what He would have to say to our hearts. Well, the Lord has put some scripture and teaching that I'd like to get into on this broadcast, but before I do, I just want to share a few thoughts that I feel are important and timely for those of you who are listening today. And I want to just speak about the importance of faithfulness. You know, in the 25th chapter of Matthew, the Lord commends each good servant. When he was speaking about the parable of the talents, he says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And in today's world, the economy in which we live, even in the church world, it seems that faithfulness is a rather scarce commodity. And yet, that very aspect, faithfulness of character, that's part of God's character. In the book of Revelation, the 19th chapter, John said, "I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war." Jesus is returning with 10,000s of his saints on a white horse. This is referencing to the very end of days when Jesus returns to set up his earthly kingdom for 1,000 years. But faithfulness is a part of God's character. There's another reference in Isaiah, the 49th chapter, and verse 7. "Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, and princes also shall worship, because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee." Aren't you glad for that he chose you? So faithfulness is a part of God's character, and because that is such a significant, important part of his character, he wants that very characteristic to be possessed by his servants, by his children. And so I just pulled together a few scriptures that talks about our being faithful. And the first one I'd like to share is we're to be faithful in bearing witness. In Proverbs 14:5, it says, "A faithful witness will not lie." That's the importance of truth, because Jesus, he is what? The way, the truth, and a life. That scripture goes on to say, "A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies." We're to be faithful in declaring the Word of God. The reference there I'd like to share with you is Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, verse 28. "The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully." Praise God. And then there is a passage of regarding being faithful in the work that God has called us to do, and that references 2 Chronicles 34 and 12, which I'll show. Well, actually, let me start reading in verse 10. "And they put it in the hand of the workman that had the oversight of the house of the Lord, and they gave it to the workman that wrought in the house of the Lord to repair and amend the house. Even to the artificers and builders gave they it to buy hewn stone and timber for couplings and to floor the house which the kings of Judah had destroyed." And this is the focus here, verse 12. "And the men did the work faithfully, and the overseers of them were Jahath and Obadiah, and it goes on to list them by name. So God wants us to be faithful in whatever He has called us to do. Then also we're to be faithful in reproving others. The scripture reference there is 141 and 5. David said, "Let the righteous smite me." That might be sort of an unusual statement, but what he's trying to get at is to say, "It shall be a kindness. Let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities." In another place, the word says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend." Why? A friend is willing to exhort and to point out areas perhaps where there's needed change that is required, because they do love and they care and they want the very best for their friend. Also, we are to help the brethren. In 3 John verses 5 and 6, John says, "Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom, if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well." So we're to be faithful in helping others, providing comfort and blessing and provision to those in the body of Christ, and even strangers. And also, lastly, in terms of what I'd like to share with you, is Matthew 24:45. We're to be faithful in the service to God. And these are the words of Jesus. He said, he's asking this question, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing." Praise God. And in fact, regarding the very smallest of matters, the Lord says in Luke 11 and 8, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much." And I've been asking the Lord that He'll open this understanding to myself, as well as to you, my spiritual family, a new appreciation of His desires for us in this arena. If we're faithful to the vision that He's placed on our hearts, to our calling, to the work that He's called us to do, to the relationships that He's put in our lives, we're actually going beyond the perceptions of our natural man, seeing with the seeing of our eyes, if you will, and we're identifying and cooperating with His divine plans that He set in operation before the foundation of the world. Our natural carnal man will try to keep us locked into our own world, but the Holy Spirit is continually and constantly working on our behalf to bring us into the glories of God's ways. It is through our intimate communion with the Lord that we can have a perception and an understanding of His ways, as well as His purposes, which are high above the natural realm. What greater joy is there than in knowing we're bringing pleasure to the heart of God by being faithful in all that He's entrusted to us? Awareness of such a privilege, I believe, will strengthen our resolve not to grow weary in well-doing. Praise God. Let me just take a moment to stop and just pray for you. Father, Lord, you see everyone who's listening. And Lord, there may be some who are tempted to be very weary as they are doing well. And Lord, I'm asking that you would provide supernatural strength mentally, spiritually, physically, that you would strengthen them with might in the inner man. You will cause them, Lord, to arise above the natural problems and issues that they may be facing. Father, you said we're already seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly realms. So let us, Lord, begin to view the challenges, the problems that face us, that we come to terms with in our daily lives from this new perspective, to see as you see, Lord, that you are in control, and that as we trust you, you will make a way even where there may seem to be no way. Praise God. For the Spirit of the Lord would speak to you, my beloved, my child, as you willfully disengage yourself from the entrapments and snares of the cares of this world, you'll begin to understand more fully the ways of your God. For in that place of perfect peace, when your mind is stayed on me, your spirit shall be stilled to receive my thoughts and those things that I have for you. The way of the Lord may at times be contrary to the reasoning of a logical mind, but my ways may be spiritually discerned. Have I not said that I would lead you into all truth? Therefore, to be led by my Spirit shall be easy and as natural as breathing. You have divine authority in my name to speak peace to the storms and contrary winds, and I will honor your faith. Move out into the deep. Be willing to stretch yourself to go beyond where you've gone before. There is confinement in comfort. Be bold and aggressive faith. Give yourself unreservedly to me and rejoice in the plans that I have for you, plans for a hope in a future. And remember, I'll never allow you to be tested above that which you are able to endure. So rest in my love and my thoughts toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. As you meditate upon me and my word, your spirit shall drink up, as it were, the very presence of the Lord and bring great refreshing and great satisfaction to your soul. I touch you now by the hand of my anointing to strengthen and encourage you to press on, for you will bring forth your fruit in due season, and I shall prosper and establish the works of your hands. Rejoice. And I say again, rejoice. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing. This time has just flown, and we never did get into the message I have to share, but we'll do that tomorrow. And so I invite you to tune in at this same time, and we'll share what the Lord has placed on my heart for all of us to learn and grow in His ways. Thank you so much for joining me today. I so appreciate your faithful prayers, your listening, as well as your gifts as the Lord would lead. Thank you, and God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. I may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.